Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
I do. Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our Survivor David versus Goliath prop bet game. That took a lot for me to get through.
Yeah, you were really struggling through that sentence. Really, it was a tough introduction.
So but early in the morning.
You know? It's noon and it's pretty darn early.
It's pre-9 a.m. over here, which is way too early for Phil. But we have our prop bets. Everybody who has done the prop bets before, you know how much fun this is, how easy it is to mess up when you're putting it into your little calculator there, whatever you want to put it. When you're inputting it into this YouTube video, people always seem to mess up the number or just use people like 15 times. Don't be that person.
Well, you gave me the best advice because I can't add up to 40. And your advice was do it in divisions of two. So every time you put someone at a confidence level of one, you have to put someone else at a three. So if you put twos down the line, you're fine. And that's still how I do it to this day, three seasons later. So thanks, Phil.
You're welcome. Yeah, it makes it way easier. And like, you can only use everybody once. So don't go on here putting like Carl three times and Gabby four times and Jessica five times, like only once. And we've seen some entries where people just put, I don't even know what season, but I could see people putting Natalie like 14 times for this and then being like, why didn't you count my boot or my prop bet game? Well, we didn't count it because it's not eligible and doesn't make any sense. So we have the list in the order that you're going to be putting it underneath in the description of this video. The bets are there. You would just put one and then whatever person and one, two, or three points of confidence, however many you are for them. So the only one that's doubled is will be the winner. So there's only going to be one of those people. That's why we make it doubled. We used to double most confessionals in the premiere, but we don't do that anymore because, I don't know, we just didn't. So it has to equal up to 40 points. You have to equal up to 40 points on all of your bets. You must wager at least 1 point on every bet, can wager up to three, must choose each of the 20 castaways once. If the bet is correct, you get the number of points you wagered. A buff will be given to the person with the highest total at the end of the season, and you have to be a subscriber for the entry to count. Alexa, you want to read the bets?
Sure. Do we want to just go through our bets, each one, or do you want me to lay them all out real quick?
And then we should just go through them. You're right. I don't know. But Alexa has a sample entry that she posted down at the bottom, which I'm thinking might
spoiler,
be
spoiler, it's mine.
Yeah, it's hers. So her sample entry down at the bottom, that just gives you an idea of how we want you to submit it, which is always nice. Makes it really easy.
It would even help if you put the dash in between the name and the number. That would really just put me over the edge. So please do that. But like Phil said, do not repeat any names. Please don't repeat any numbers. There was a time when last season I was inputting some of them and I would do the math myself. Like if someone had 41 points, I would dock one. But we get a couple hundred entries for this, and it takes a lot of time. So if your list does not add up to 40, we're not going to submit it. I'm really sorry, but
yeah, it's a lot. And it's simple. Just you can also just fill it out in Excel and hit the auto sum button. That's what I do, because I don't even want to use the way I tell Alexa, because that just takes too much effort. Just hit auto sum, and as long as it says 40 in that box, you did well.
Wow, Microsoft Excel. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Look at us, lived in 2018. Yeah. So this is always a fun one. Too, because, yeah, we have to do this in order of how the props are, and it's always fun because we start with the winner, which is what you're supposed to normally save for last in most things. But we just get that one right out of the way. And Alexa, I have a feeling I know who yours is going to be, and it has nothing to do with the fact that I just looked at your sample entry that told me who it was.
Oh, that's a good. I was going to say, most people tell me that I am predictable, but I really thought that I was going to be a little different on this one. So I've been talking about two different people. I've been talking about Allison, and I've been talking about Jeremy. And I think I had Jeremy as like a going home late merge in my boot list, but I'm going to put Jeremy as my winner. I don't know if he's my former winner pick yet, but I want to diversify my options. I was really impressed by his videos. The more that I'm learning about him, CBS had their like 30-second video about him, which really just told me everything I needed to know. But I really like him. I think he's really smart. Every answer he gave to even the most simple questions was very well thought out, very unique. And I think he's really smart. I think he comes off as a calming force. He could come off as certainly a leader, but not in an overly aggressive way or not in a like patronizing kind of way. And I'm excited to watch him too, because I think he wants to be a really fun character. He keeps saying he's unpredictable and he's really going to be stirring things up. And I haven't really seen that, so that's a bit of a wild card for me. But I really think that he could win, and having two Jeremy winners would be kind of cool. So I have that with three confidence levels, or confidence level up three, because if he wins, then I get 6 points.
Three confidence levels, I like that.
Yeah, it's a really.
But you only have it in two in your sample entry. What's going on here?
Oh, do I? Oh, yeah. Well, that was a mistake. And I'm also keeping you on your toes, but I haven't.
Wow. So Alexa made a mistake. Hopefully that equals out to, if that doesn't equal out to 40.
Oh my God, that'd be so, hold on. I'm going to edit this while you're talking.
So yeah, you better make sure. Yeah. So this one's doubled, which is why I always put 3 points on it as well. And, you know, even though we never really get it, I mean, I'm just going to put I'm going to go all in on Gabby, which all is in. Probably a terrible idea. I think the only time I did this,
Gabby's going to be the first one out.
Yeah, this was the only time I did this was with Michelle, which worked out great for Michelle because she won. But I just don't see that. I don't think that's going to happen this time. But last time I kind of spread my winner pick around and I lost anyway. And I think I picked Wendell to win something, so at least like I felt good about that. But I didn't pick him for everything. Why didn't I just pick him for everything? I feel like with Jeremy, it was what Adam was saying. Was Adam on a podcast saying this, or was he just saying it to us? I don't even remember. But I remember him saying to us, it's just so obvious. And like that was that Brendan who was just so obvious of a winner?
No, you know what? He was saying that about Desi. He said Desi's very obvious.
That's what it was. Yeah. So it feels like, I feel like Jeremy could be obvious. I feel like even Dan could be obvious. Like, how is Dan going to navigate all the way through?
I think Dan is way, I don't think Jeremy's that obvious, which is kind of why I picked him. I think he's on a tribe full of leaders. I feel like he seems like the more soft spoken one. I would say Dan is super obvious. I would say Natalie is super obvious. I'd say Christian could be super obvious. I think Jeremy.
Natalie
I see Natalie.
Really? You think? Wait. So, but nobody like Natalie's ever won this game.
But obvious in terms of like,
she's not
could
going to win.
Easily win. She
yeah,
would.
I gotcha.
Like
you're saying, she's got she's so obviously a chance to win that she can't win. It's almost like the Suri thing where
it's exactly.
You look at Suri and you're like, she would never win this game, but then it becomes so obvious that she's really good that they're like, we can't let her get to the end.
So I get what you're saying, Jeremy. I see him more in like a second tier in terms of obvious, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe Gabby will just come out and be the most obvious, and maybe this was a terrible choice. Maybe Gabby goes cream virgin. I've just been putting it all on her for no reason, but I'm doing it. I'm with 3 points on it, and I don't feel good about it, but I never do. And I don't think I've ever like gotten more than 12 points in this game. So
yeah. Yeah, this is another one where like I think we usually average around 12. Like I think Ghost Island, I ended up with 10 points. You ended up with 12, and the winner had like 40. So yeah. We're doing well.
Yeah, it's always fun. Also, don't put in people's minds that the winner had 40, because we don't want people cheating on this too. The winner did not have 40.
That would mean that's
a perfect prop bet. I know that
I can look at it, but
I'm totally fine with it. But I just don't want people to think that somebody got a perfect score last year. Because if you get a perfect score on this, you're definitely cheated. You watch
that, this is one where like I don't even know how you can cheat for this one. Bootless, like I guess you can try to cheat, but this one is that's some serious like frame by frame looking.
And that's why Will and I originally came up with this one. It was for the Survivor Cambodia because we knew that the boot list was like going to be completely spoiled. So Will said, let's do a prop bet. And then he came up with this. And he was very excited when I was talking to him yesterday that we still do the prop bet game. So it's like,
really? I think it's a lot more than the boot list game.
Yeah, it's so much more fun.
It's a lot better. Because you get to make wild assumptions about people you know nothing about.
Oh, exactly. And then when you're wrong, you're like, how could I have been wrong? That makes no sense. All right, the second one is hashtag blindside. I'm going to go first on this one. I don't know if we're going to have the same, but I have Alec with two. I'm all in on Gabby being the winner, I'm all in on Alec getting somehow screwed by production here. So I have Alec as the hashtag blindside early on in the game.
So that's pretty funny because I have Kara as my hashtag blindside. I have her with one, mostly because hashtag blindside, they've been giving it to weird people. I think you described it pretty well. They've been giving that hashtag to people when the audience is blindsided rather than when the player is blindsided. Mm-hmm. And so I guess I shouldn't have picked Kara, but we also, someone commented on Reddit on our most recent Bootless game, and they said that they were saying that they think that we're putting Alec and Kara so low because we personally don't like them. And I replied and said, you know, I can't speak for Phil, but I don't have anything personally against them. I'm basing a lot of this off the TMZ report. So I don't expect Kara to go too far as a result of this. I know Alec is the one who's getting all the heat, but in a game setting, Kara seems very confident. I think she'll either form bonds very quickly or will think that she's forming bonds very quickly. And when you're in any kind of position like that, you're also in a really good position to get blindsided. But I only give that one point because I'm not too sure how she's going to play, and they just haven't been giving that hashtag the way that I've expected them to in the past couple seasons.
Yeah, I feel like one of Kara's family members is like commenting on all of our videos because it's just like, you guys hate Kara, and we're like,
no, I don't.
I don't know anything bad about Kara, but if you think we hate her, you know.
I did not know that she has sold over $200 million in real estate. That was like,
yeah,
that's crazy. Insane. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
I can't personally dislike any of these people because I don't know them. So,
yes,
jokes on you, internet.
Hey, you know what? What I found out was that Alec posted that picture without her permission, and that's why he's banned and she's not. So maybe she does fine.
Really?
Still, I feel like this might be two pre-mergers hanging out together.
Wow, what a dumb idea.
Yeah, moving on.
So finds a hidden immunity. How many points did you have for Alec getting blindsided? You had two. Okay, cool. Okay, so third one is hidden immunity idol. So this means that they find a hidden immunity idol. They don't need to play it. They just need to be in possession of one. And for this one, I have your girl, Gabby. I think hidden immunity idols, there have been a lot of like off-season posts about males versus females finding hidden immunity idols, which like the numbers are staggering, especially considering that as many gals are looking for hidden immunity idols as guys. But I think Gabby's a huge super fan. She's a self-acclaimed super fan. And I see her playing pretty hard. I see her really wanting to have this full Survivor experience, and finding hidden immunity idol is definitely up there. I have 2 points for her. I think she'll be able to find one. I'm pretty confident in her.
Yeah, anytime you can put Gabby anywhere, I feel like that's a good spot. If I didn't pick her as the winner, I would have put her there. So I won't complain about that one. I have Christian with two. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I didn't know. This was one of the I did this differently this time because normally I just go down and I'm like, who's going to do this? Who's going to do this? And whoever I have left over just kind of gets thrown in at the end. But I really like thought about, okay, and I always start with Gabby or whoever your winner is going to be. And then, but I really thought about it this time and I was like, okay, I'm confident in Alec getting blindsided. I'm confident in Christian finding this immunity idol. There's one with Johnny Mundo that I'm confident in. I started with those and then I just threw in the people that I was just like, oh, who cares? So I put Christian here. I'm pretty confident that this guy's going to be running around a little bit. There's so many idols that this is almost going to be hard. Like, this one's almost hard not to get. And I didn't get it last year because I think I put Bradley, and way to go, Bradley. But I think that this one's almost hard not to get at this point. I mean, how many people found idols last year? 4, 5? Like, it was ridiculous.
Well, 4 or 5. I feel like there were – was it Heroes, Healers, Hustlers? There were, like, 15. Like, there was one point where it's getting upwards to 20, which is kind of absurd. But, yeah, that's a good point. I feel like when you guys started doing the prop ad, it was one of those, oh, it's kind of difficult to hit ones. And now it's like the – it's like the blindfold, like half of the cast gets it.
Who am I missing? Chris, Wendell, Donathan, Dominic. And who else had one?
Michael. And then in terms of advantages, like Kellen got an advantage. I know that's separate.
This is just for idols. But
Chris, Wendell, Donathan, Dominic, Michael. Yeah, I guess so. And did Dominic give two? I can't even remember.
But that's how many. Like, there's so many.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, as soon as what they're played, then they get reset.
And then there's Laurel, who ended up having Wendell. So, you know, there you go.
True. Yeah, good point.
Let's see. So, next one is get 10 plus votes. I have Davey with 2 on this one. I'm still basing – I mean, I'm just making this wild assumption that Davey's going to, like, rub people the wrong way, but I think he can hang around for a little bit.
I don't think that's a wild assumption.
Yeah, I think that he's going to Jean Robert his way, you know, decently deep into this game, but just be the guy who gets votes throughout. So I think 10-plus votes on Davey is a good bet here.
What do you have for that? How many?
2.
You have 2. Okay. I think that's a good point. I had Davey – I had Davey somewhere else, but getting 10-plus votes was probably my second option for where I would have put him. What's weird about recent seasons is that there have been so many swaps, and this season they will swap into 3 tribes and either back to do or switch it up to 3 again, because there have been 2 swaps before the merge the past couple seasons. And so what made me nervous about him getting 10 plus votes is that I feel like as soon as people vote for him, he's going to be gone. So if he's in like a 5-person tribe, then that could be it. But if he makes it pretty far, he's going to be racking up quite a few votes. For this one, I had Jessica, and I put 2 points on that because I'm not really sure where she's going to fall. If she's voted out super early, she's on a 10-person tribe, so that could happen pretty quickly. Or if she makes it pretty far, I feel like she's extremely athletic. I was looking at a photo of her, and she's significantly taller than her photos lead on. In which case, I think she could lead her team really well in challenges. She's super young. I think she could – so if she does make it to the merge, then that's another way for her to rack up more votes. And then, you know, if she's voted at 6th place, then at that point she'll probably have plenty of votes under her belt. So I have Jessica with 2 points.
I like that we also both did people from the David tribe, who I assume would lose the first challenge.
Because I don't know. I'm not giving a take on who's going to win or lose the first challenge because I have PTSD from last season. But also, I can't really tell who's going to gel better.
Also, I wanted to point out, it's funny that you say that thing about how Jessica's way taller than it's let on. She's standing between Nick and Alec in this picture, in the cast photo. Mm-hmm. And I think they did that on purpose to make her look tiny. Because I thought this whole time Jessica's really tiny. She's really tiny. But she's standing next to a guy who's like 6'4". And the other guy's probably like 6'2". So she's probably like 5'9". She's probably like the same height as me.
I got to pull up the – if you look at the David, like just the David cast photo. I forget who she's next to, but she is – like taller than them.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's probably Larsa. She's probably way taller than Larsa.
All right. Yeah, secretly tall.
Yeah. So then the other one for get 5 or less votes, I have Kara here. Mm-hmm. Mainly because I think that if the Goliaths win some challenges and then they swap tribes, she might be the first boot on a smaller tribe, which means 5 votes at most. Mm-hmm. And if she does go home, like I think she's going to be able to get some allies. Like, we keep saying we're basing this on the TMZ thing so heavily, but
we have nothing else to base it off of.
I know exactly. I have nothing else to base. Well, after the first episode, my whole opinion on Kara and Alec will probably change. But
I've never been the biggest fan of the preseason because you just make assumptions on things that really don't matter as soon as they hit the island.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that Kara, she could completely, I think she's going to be able to work with people. I think that people will, you know, align with her. Maybe she won't be in the majority, but that's why I think she doesn't get any more than 5 votes. At least, you know, there's a good chance she won't. Mm-hmm. I only have 1 point on it.
You have 1 point on that.
First boot.
Okay. I applied that same logic to Lyrsa. I put her with 2 points. I think this will be a swap situation as well. And as soon as you have a swap, votes go everywhere, or you're in a really small group and getting less than five votes can send you home. This was one where I wasn't really sure where to put her. But the more I thought about it, I think it makes sense. So mm-hmm. going with Larissa at 2 points, getting less than five votes.
Cool. Next up is win individual immunity. And this is the one where I put Jeremy. I put two on Jeremy here because mm-hmm. I do think that Jeremy's going to hit the merge at least. And if he can hit the merge, maybe he can win a challenge. I know that you're probably supposed to put a girl at this one.
I can't believe I didn't put a girl because they've been winning every individual immunity.
Yeah. I mean, Kellen won one last season. Like, you see it happen. So I probably should put a girl, but I'm putting Jeremy. And it's mainly because I think Jeremy could go pretty far, and I don't think he's going to win. And maybe he doesn't hit the jury, or maybe he actually sits in final three. So I want to put him here just in case.
How many points do you have for that?
Two.
Cool. What's good about the individual immunity is that there – how many immunity challenges there? Like 11?
Yeah,
because, there's a ton. So that's another one where a lot of people can get it. I put Dan at this one, so I put our quote-unquote obvious choice here. He's a SWAT officer. This isn't just like athleticism. I'm sure he has the mental stamina to do some kind of balance or some kind of like you have to hold weights in a weird way kind of challenge. I think Dan will do really well. I think he's going to go far. And even if he doesn't go far, even if he's the second person voted out after the merge, he could still win that first one. So I'm pretty confident with him.
Do you do two or three?
I do two. All right, let's go to this one. This one's always fun.
Yeah, this one. So this can be more than one person if there's a tie. But this is most confessionals in the premiere episode, and that means the entire premiere night. That's not just one.
Yeah. This year it's only one episode, but it's 90 minutes.
It's 90 minutes. So the entire 90 minutes, that whole premiere night, whoever has the most confessionals that night, this is who wins that one. We used to double this one up. We don't do it anymore. I don't know why, but we used to. And now we don't. We could, but...
Feeling it? No.
Nah, let's not do it. I'll make the executive decision on that one. Nah. But I'm going to say I have Mike for this one, and I put two on it because I was going between one of the two celebrities for this. It was either him or Johnny Mundo. But I feel like Johnny Mundo has a better chance of lasting longer than Mike. So I was like, well, maybe they'll just have Mike come out, eat up a lot of screen time. You know, he can tell a story. I mean, he's an actor. CBS clearly likes him because they put him on another one of their shows twice. So I think that he could come out and he could be like a face of the season, or at least a face of this early episode to like introduce you into this cast. So I like Mike here at 2 points.
Well, fret not because I put Johnny Nitro at this one. Okay. I gave him 3 points, actually. I thought about putting Mike there. But between the two of them, I think Johnny Nitro has more of a TV kind of personality because, well, I mean, I guess they're both on TV. They're both on the big screen for their jobs. But his job is to be boisterous and loud and this whole thing. And he had his jacket, the jacket that he chose to wear, quote unquote, says the mayor of Slamtown on the back. That's going to eat up 3 confessionals right there. He's going to talk about the fact that he's a WWE wrestler. He's probably going to talk about how he's going to last longer than Mike and how he's going to lead their tribe. And it's going to be awesome. I think he could captivate the screen just in a different way than Mike can. And for the premiere, I think that they'll want to lean more towards his type of personality, but you do bring up a good point. I think Mike has a better chance to go home. In this first episode, but I think they're really going to play him up, and I think he's going to want to be played up, and everyone's going to be talking about him. So I have him with 3 points. I'm pretty confident.
Yeah. The reason I did Mike instead of Johnny Mundo is because there's other places I feel like I could put Johnny Mundo, and there weren't many other places I felt like
he did have a bunch of spots.
Yeah. So that's, I started, like I said, I was starting from like, okay, who could get this? Who could get this? And this was like one of the last ones I filled in because I just had Mike left over. And I thought to myself, okay, like he could be here. Could I do Johnny Mundo? Yeah, I could. But I feel like Johnny Mundo is going to get something else that if he didn't get that one, I'd be really mad because then it's like I wasted points and everybody else is getting them.
Yeah, that sounds like a you problem.
It is a me problem. Next one, speaking of film problems.
Go to a good one.
Yeah, Where's a Blindfold, which I did get last year.
Who did you pick? I always forget.
Libby did last year.
Gotcha.
So I did get it last year, but this year I'm sticking with my blondes who aren't as tiny as they seem. I don't know. Libby seems like she's, but anyway, I got Jessica here, and I got 2 points.
Great segue there.
Yeah, I got Jessica with 2 points. I think that Jessica, I'm trying to decide if Jessica's going to go the Jeffra route or the Julia route or the just gets voted out early route. Like, which one is it going to be? Because Jeffra was a part of her season. Yeah, she was there. She was. Julia was a part of her season. She did things. And then you have, like, other people who come in, they're young, and they go home right away. Where does she fit in? Now, granted, younger players, I think like teenage players, I think there's only like one who didn't make the merge, and that was Spencer. Did any? Maybe I'm wrong here, and I'm sure somebody's going to correct me in the chat, and I want them to correct me because I am pulling this completely off the top of my head. I did not think about this before. Like I said, it was before 9 a.m. when I had to wake up this morning. That's brutal. But I think that if you're looking at teenage players, most of them have at least hit the merge. So I think that for Jessica to not hit the blindfold challenge, at least, would be pretty crazy. And she's not going to be the caller.
See, I was going to say, I didn't put her there because she could be the caller.
You think she could be the caller? Why would they pick her to be the caller? They're on a tribe. Let's say they keep that tribe, right? Like, let's say that happens while they're on this tribe. You have Carl, who's, I guess, well, maybe not Carl. You have Elizabeth. I think you could have Pat, who's a maintenance manager. You have... You have Davey, who is going to want to be the loudest. Nick is a public defender. Like, I think there's a lot of people there. And if the tribes swap and Johnny Mundo's on your tribe, you're not being the caller over Johnny Mundo unless it's picking up really heavy
objects. I feel like Johnny Mundo would be the guy who they need to, like, corral things around.
But they haven't really made it much recently where it's these huge, huge things, I don't feel like. I feel like when they've done the blindfold challenge, it's been smaller. Maybe I'm just misremembering all of last season.
No, you're not wrong because, like, Dominic, this is proving my own point. Like, Dominic was blindfolded. I don't even remember who the callers were now that I'm thinking about it. But
yeah,
this one is such a crapshoot. I get what you're saying, but I think the caller could be – I don't know what her voice sounds like, going back to just triggering everybody with the fact that I can't hear her voice. Maybe she's a real loud voice. Maybe she's a quiet voice. I don't know. I put her up. I didn't put her on that. But again, assuming that this blindfold challenge happens, like, two-thirds of this cast is going to be winning it. So I think putting her there was a good call. With 3 points, I assume?
I just did two. Okay. I don't do three on the blindfold because I always mess it up. So
I put Alec on the blindfold. That was a little bit because I don't know where he's going to go. And then me also thinking they're going to want to – I feel like – I can't even say usually because I'm not sure, but I feel like they would put like a more athletic kind of guy on the field and then someone will yell at him to get there. So
I like this on the field.
On the field. It. Yeah, exactly. On the court.
Yeah. How many do you have for that one?
I put two. I remember once, I think it was Will who chastised me for not putting 3 points on the blindfold. And then I think I ended up beating him in the prop bet. So sucks for him.
I mean, Will has all these grand ideas about himself, and then when they don't come through, it's always like, thanks, Will, thanks for all of that. Doing that betting podcast with him right now is hilarious because he's so confident in every single one of his bets, and I think I got him by 7 games right now. So you know, but who's counting? Not me.
Not Will.
No, he's counting, and it's pissing him off. Next one up is Makes the Jury. Now, this is one I always put 3 points on because, what is it, 10 people juries now? And this, not this season, but the next season, there's going to be like an 800-person jury.
A 20-person jury.
Yeah, exactly. So this one, though, I think that there is one person on this season that cannot go out pre-merge and cannot possibly make the final.
Grand ideas. Let's hear it, Phil.
Nick. Nick is not going to win Survivor. He is not going to go pre-merge because he's just going to be too likable. He's going to be too good at working or too hardworking. But we have seen the Nick-type player play before. And I don't mean the attorney who's from, like, the redneck attorney, as he calls himself. I'm talking we've seen people from Kentucky or with the big Southern accent play before. They always seem to get, like, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, somewhere in there. So Nick, you're going to hit the merge, and you're not going to hit the final three, so I'm putting you here with 8 points.
So sit down and think about that.
I would do 10 points on this one if I could do more than three, but I can't do more than three because that's the most everybody can do. Don't forget that.
All right, so this is like that one thing that you say pre-season that I'm just going to keep quoting you on for like the rest of the season, and then when you turn out to be wrong, I'm just going to bring it up to the next, like until season 40.
That's fine. As long as Gabby wins, Nick's allowed to go pre-merge.
Again, I could apply a similar logic. I put Carl on this one. Carl, like, he's got that Southern accent too. So if you want to apply it that way, but I put him here, and this is kind of where I put him in my boot list too, where I think he's going to be super likable. I think he's going to be pretty calm. He's going to be pretty quiet. But then people are going to realize at the final eight, like, oh crap, this guy's going to do really well. And then they're going to do that thing where when there's like 10 people left, they're going to get rid of the person that they think is going to win, which is way too early. And I think Carl's going to be like an early to mid jury member with 2 points.
Okay. There you go. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know where to put Carl on this. He ended up getting a leftover spot. The next one is
the favorite one.
It's Hugs Jeff, which Troyzan did and Aubrey did in the same season. I don't think we've had it since. We were about to get rid of it. We didn't for that season. Troyzan did it. I remember when he came on our podcast, he was, why was that such a big deal, guys?
We were like flipping out.
What do you mean, why was that a big deal?
And that started a beautiful friendship that we now have with him.
Exactly. Now he loves us, and we love him because he started the hugging, which then Aubrey followed up on in a complete tackle of Jeff Probst. So
Aubrey
Jeff
actually
counts.
Really one-upped him.
Yeah, tackling Jeff counts. But see, I went the logical route here. I think this is very logical. We had somebody who was a huge fan of our podcast before they played Survivor. They're really good friends with her. It's Adam. Adam's really good friends with this girl. Obviously, she listened to our podcast beforehand, and she said, how can I make sure everybody gets their props? She's going to walk out on the island, just hug Jeff, and then go back and stand on her mat. Angelina, it's easy. It's an obvious two on Angelina. No way she doesn't hug Jeff.
She's a selfless being. She's selfless.
She obviously listens to us. Adam probably told her over and over again, go listen to Phil and Alexa. They're the best. You're going to love it. Got to hug Jeff. And she's going to go out there, and she's going to walk right up to Jeff and hug him, and everybody's going to be confused, and it's going to be like awkward B-roll. But hey. It's going to make the cut. And it's going to make the cut. I'm telling you, Angelina. And if Angelina doesn't do it, well, then, you know, Adam's not as much of an advocate for us as I really thought he was. I thought he liked us. Maybe he does.
I can't wait until Angelina is the winner. Gabby is on the jury and Nick hugs Jeff. And everything you have to say is wrong.
Nick could really hug Jeff here.
There's a lot of Jeff huggers on this season. If I get on Survivor, the only thing, like even more so than winning, I want to hug Jeff so that I can get the points.
Exactly. And it was funny because, like, when we did this for Cambodia, as soon as we saw Jeff Varner's name on there, Will and I were both like, oh, this is obviously the only person who could possibly hug Jeff. Nobody ended up hugging Jeff that season, but there was no way. There was an obvious person there. But
Have we not had a hugger since Game Changers?
I don't think we've had a hugger since Game Changers.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't think we have. Maybe they started cutting it because they wanted players to stop trying to just walk up to Jeff and hug him.
Why is everyone trying to touch Jeff?
Yeah, exactly.
It's for this bootleg podcast that we listen to. What was I going to say? Could you imagine if they hugged Jeff and they didn't put it on TV?
That would be brutal.
And then we find out about it through like an EW article? That would suck.
That it's like, I hugged Jeff for this one podcast so that somebody could win their boot list. Well, you know what? Are their prop bet? But you know what? If Adam does this, I know normally he enters. If Adam enters and he puts Angelina – the fix is in. Yeah. Who do you got?
I didn't go so much the logical route. I just went at the this is screaming me in the face route. I go with Elizabeth on this one. I thought, like, I saw her and I was like, she's got to be the Jeff Hugger. Like, this is no questions asked. Put her at 1 point, so clearly I'm not that confident. Mm-hmm. But she is like, I think she's going to hug everybody. She's probably going to hug the camera guys. I think she's just such a lovable, happy, here for the adventure kind of person. And I don't know what opportunities you really have to hug Jeff other than when you win an individual immunity. So obviously her winning an individual immunity, I think she hugs Jeff 10 times out of 10. But finding another situation for her to do that might be a little tough, but I think it's something that I also want to watch. So this is like the first thing I put. I put this before I like put my winner down.
Yeah, I think Elizabeth's a good choice here, but I also think Elizabeth can do so many other things. Whereas Angelina, I made it sound like it was my logical choice. I didn't know where to put Angelina, and I really feel like she's going to be the merge boot. So
I think this is a good choice for Angelina.
Yeah. All right. The next one is sit out 3 times. This one I really had no idea. I don't know if I've hit this recently. I don't know. It's hard because like last season, 18 people sat out or 16 people sat out in the first challenge. Whatever.
And this is both sitting out in a challenge, but there's also like if they tempt you with food and you choose not to participate, that also counts as sitting out. To take that into consideration.
Yeah, and last year when they did the first challenge where it was just Brendan, Michael, and whoever, that counts. Like everybody who sat out that challenge, there were 14 people who started off last season with one sit out. So that also helps. I put Lursa for this and I put 1 on it because I really didn't know where to put Lursa and I didn't know who to put for this one. So I just put her for 1 point.
I put Allison on this one, and I'm not really sure or confident, but I put 2 points on it. I don't really know. I was looking at her tribe and I don't think she's like the weakest or the strongest on her tribe, but this was one where I wasn't really sure where to put her. But I think she has a lot of longevity in the game, which gives her more opportunity to sit out. So that's my sales pitch.
Okay. There you go. Next up, we have 10 plus confessionals in one episode. So I'm banking on this happening in the premiere.
This is always a tough one.
This is hard, but I'm hoping this will happen in the premiere. I wanted to go Johnny Mundo here, but I didn't. I ended up going Pat. And the reason I went Pat is because he was the inspiration for this season. I think he's going to be really loud in that first episode, maybe. Maybe we can get him over 10 in the first episode. Maybe he lasts longer than I'm thinking. But I do think that while Pat's in the game, if he was really the inspiration for the theme, they're going to give him a little bit more screen time, and I put 2 on that.
Okay. I don't see that as much because I feel like he's kind of a more like lay back kind of type, but you do bring up a good point. He is the inspiration for the season, so they are going to be all over him. I put Angelina on this one. I thought if she's not going to have Jeff, then she's got a lot to say. Like every video I watch of her, every interview I read, I like her more and more. And so if she's going to be this merge boo, which we are just putting all of our eggs in that basket, then they're going to give her a lot of love. They could give her a lot of love in the premiere. I just think she's probably going to have a lot of really good content and they're going to want to put it out there, whether it's her boot episode or whether it's in general. I only put 1 point on it, but I think people are going to want to watch her and I think people are going to like what she has to say. So I think we'll see a lot of her.
Yeah. That's fair. You put 1 point, you said?
Yes.
All right. So the reason I didn't put Johnny Mundo for any of the others, the next one is #. So a hashtag of anything that you say. It was like Tiger Mom back with Lucy. Somehow she got a hashtag. But I look at this one as Johnny Mundo is literally walking into this season as a walking hashtag. Hashtag Mayor of Slamtown. Hashtag Johnny Nitro. Hashtag Johnny Mundo. Hashtag whatever the hell you want it to be. I feel like he's going to get a hashtag like right at the start of this game. He's going to come in and be like, I'm going to take all these people to Slamtown. Hashtag Slamtown. Hashtag Mayor. Hashtag Mayor of Slamtown. Like, I can just see all of this happening like right away. And I feel like we haven't gotten many hashtags recently, but I feel like this is just a lock. Like, he is walking, and like you said, he's got that jacket that says Mayor of Slamtown. Like, this is a meme. This is a hashtag. This is everything.
He is a walking meme.
He is a walking meme. So I think this is a lock. I got 3 points on it. I'm really confident in this one. I would be surprised if something he doesn't say doesn't get hashtagged by the end of the season.
I think I was going to put him there if I didn't put him in the premiere confessionals. I also have 3 points on my person, and I have Davey. This was another one where I filled it in very early. He's maybe won't be talking about the mayor of Slamtown, but if he's going to be giving a monologue about how he slides into girls' DMs, he's going to be like putting his Instagram account like in the beach somewhere. I haven't followed him yet, but it's like, hi, I'm Davey. This is like his universe hashtag. So I thought this one really screamed me in the face, and I don't know how long he's going to last, but I think he's going to be, if Johnny Mundo doesn't get in the premiere, then this guy's going to get it. I think he is also a walking hashtag. I think half of what he says won't make sense, but I think CBS knows that this guy is going to be really, really good TV, and so they're going to want to blow him up for however long he's there.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. I mean, he says he's the social media guru, so why would they not put up his hashtags and everything? I feel like everything is going to get put up there.
Just constantly.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point. Maybe I should have thought about that. But Johnny Mundo's a walking
hashtag. I think they're the same. Yeah, I think both of these are excellent choices.
Yeah. All right, next one, torch snuffed with no words. That means up until from the time the person is voted out until their torch is snuffed by Jeff, they don't say a thing. Now, after their torch is snuffed, if they say, thanks, Jeff, or something like that, that's fine. They didn't say anything before that. But, like, what Michaela did does not count. Michaela, like, that you wouldn't get points for. Clearly, she spoke. But go ahead.
And I'm saying this one's a tough one now. I think this one used to be a little easier. But a lot of people now, they'll, like, hug people goodbye. Like, Stephanie Gonzalez, she didn't get it. She was the first one out because she had, like, this whole thing with Brendan. So this one's been pretty tough recently.
Yeah. Oh, I have B and I put 2 points on it.
That is exactly what I did.
Okay. I didn't know where to put B. Like, she could win an immunity challenge, but she could also not make the merge. She could make the jury. She could also win. Like, I have no idea where to put her. So I just said, you know what? This is what's going to happen.
My thought process on this one, and this is, I'm really reaching here, but I put her on this because she claims to not, she wasn't a fan of the show. And then she watched a ton of seasons before she went out there. But if I get on this show, not only am I going to win, and then not only am I going to hug Jeff, but when I get voted out, assuming I don't win, I'm going to have like a whole thing. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm going to have a lot to say. Mm-hmm. So, and that's because I've watched the show so long and I want to like leave a lasting memory on it. And so I think she might not have the same view of the show as a super fan does. And so she'll probably get voted out and just be like, you know what? That's what happened. Towards Snuff. Walk home.
You gotta make your Penner moment, you know, where he starts screaming about, you know, his blind side and how he's going to go eat food. And, you know, he made his exit. B was tough, but you know, I that's good reasoning. Thank you for giving me my reasoning. Cause I didn't. Next up, we have last one plus hours in a challenge. Now, this one's gotten tougher because they've kind of started to remove those types of challenges.
Yeah. Since Ty and Game Changer.
Was Ty the last one who did it? But anyway, I put Dan here with just 1 point. And the reason is I could see Dan winning, so I don't want to put him as my jury. I could see him making the final three. I could also see him somehow getting blindsided early. I have a lot of spots that I could see Dan going. But if Dan hits the merge and there is an endurance challenge and he's a SWAT officer and he's lost like however much weight he said he lost so that he could be a SWAT officer, I feel like he's got the determination here to last a long time in a challenge. So I like him to go over an hour if there's going to be a challenge. I put one on it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I put Natalia on this one and I gave her 2 points. I was first a little nervous about her, but she's definitely growing on me, but I think at the end of the day, she looks like someone who could do really well in some kind of balancing, some kind of like mental stability challenge. And those are those ones that last an hour plus. So I put Natalia on this one.
Okay. Natalia, I just saved for the end. 10 or more travel councils as a player. That doesn't mean if they're on the jury, they have to actually still be in the game with a chance to be voted out or have immunity or whatever, but not on the jury, just attending 10 or more tribal councils as a player. And this one, I was going to put Dan. And then I thought, well, what happens if they hit the merge and they decide to boot Dan right at the merge? I started thinking, who's a little bit more under the radar? And I ended up deciding on Allison here, and I put two. Because I think Allison can kind of ride under the radar a little bit. She's not going to be as big of a threat maybe come merge time. I'm still convinced that Angelina is going to be your merge boot, so that means it can't be Allison. So I have Allison here with 2 points.
I think Allison's a good choice. I put 3 points on this one, and it's because I realized I was putting a lot of twos down at this point in the prop bet. And I put Natalie on this one, and I am starting to give her the Brendan, the Stephanie Johnson, and the Stephanie Gonzalez kind of treatment, which means she's going to be the first one gone, and everyone's going to forget about her. But I think she's going to last pretty long. And I think with all these swaps, I can't really apply the fact that she's on the Goliath tribe to this. I just see her lasting long into the merge. And with a bunch of swaps early on and then her making it halfway to the merge, she'll hit 10 pretty easily.
Yeah, no, I think that she could survive some, but I have her for the next one. Confessional in every episode that she's in.
Because
I think that Natalie could be the first person voted out. She could be the second person voted out. She could be the third person voted out. She could also go on and win the entire game. I do think, though, that no matter how long Natalie's in the game, we're going to hear from her every single episode. Because I think Natalie is going to be loud. I think she's going to be out there just, you know, making the most of her time out there. And I think being the older woman, I think she's going to really want to come out there and, like, prove. You know, I mean, how many times have we seen the older woman come out and play and do nothing? And I feel like Natalie is going to be somebody who's going to try to prove, like, look at me. I can hang with these kids here. And I think she's going to be really good at it. I think she's going to be really funny. So I really like Natalie here at this one. And I
put hang with these put children.
These children who aren't even that young, Mista.
But yeah, I have two on this one too. I have Mike. I thought this was a pretty easy one. Like kind of going back to what I was saying earlier about most confessionals in the premiere, I don't think he has the same kind of like camera engagement that Johnny Nitro does, but he's still a very familiar face. And I really don't think he's going to last long. They're definitely going to highlight him in the premiere. And if he's not gone in the premiere, they're going to talk to him when he gets voted out. I'm basing this one completely on the fact that I don't think he's going to last very long. And throughout that process, they're going to be talking to him because he's an interesting guy and everyone recognizes him.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's a good spot for Mike. Mm-hmm. And how many did you put on it?
Two.
Two. Okay. I think that's a good spot. We'll say the episode title. So have an episode title named after their quote. I put Elizabeth for this one and I put three on it. I feel like she's going to be a quote machine. So even if she doesn't last very long, I think she could get the, I think she'd get the premiere episode and then be voted out in the premiere.
I think she is certainly going to be a quote machine. I have 3 points on this one too, but I put Christian. And for the past couple seasons, I've been putting the quote box in this. I think I put Jeff Varner in episode title. I think I put Stephanie Johnson in the episode title. And I was wrong both times. And so taking a different approach, because when you actually look at what the episode title is, it's usually something very standard because they don't want to give anything away with it. And so I think like Andrea would be a really good pick for this. And so I'm going with Christian on this one because I think Christian and Andrea have so much in common. I put Christian on this. What?
I think it's just because what? You're saying Andrea is just like, you know, boring.
No, I think Andrea is like a game bot. And I don't mean that in a bad way. And I think Christian is saying he wants to play like this. And I mean that in a good way. And I think the content that Christian is going to be giving out is going to be very strategy based. I think he'll definitely be some form of narrator, which Andrea is too. And I think that position puts you in a really good spot to have the episode title.
Mm-hmm.
Accuse me of thinking that Andrea and Christian are boring.
It was just the way you said, like, you know, Andrea would be great for this after you said, like, they picked the blandest quotes, you know.
Excellent point. Yeah, good point.
All right, the next one. So now we have the two new ones that we added on here. And this one is we literally call it possessing the idol nullifier because we don't know what this idol nullifier is going to be. Really.
So you need, if you touch it, or are we getting like two?
Yeah, no, if you touch it, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, so if I find this idol nullifier, and then Phil, we got to play together because we would just mess up all the prop bets. If I find this thing and Phil pokes it, Phil gets a point.
Yeah. Because we don't know what it's going to be like. Like, we don't know. And we want to make, like, the idol nullifier. That's the one thing. Like, last season we had Ghost Island. This season we have the idol nullifier. We want it to be a part and we want multiple people to be able to get it. But if there's only going to be one, we would try to make it maybe more. So if Kellen were to get it last season and, like, handed it over to Bradley, they both would have gotten it. And here comes Donathan walking by and he's just like, that would have counted. That would have been enough. So
you can do it with the hidden immunity idol too. Like if you poke it.
Just touches it.
Yeah.
It's so fun. So anyway.
So who'd you put for this one?
I just put Carl and I put one. I don't know what's going to happen with Carl, but you know what? Let's see if he can poke that immunity nullifier.
Yeah. If someone pokes it, God, that'd be so fun.
It'd be so fun. If they knew, preemptively knew that we were going to do that. I know.
Well, so for the season, like 39 and 40ers who are watching this, please poke all advantages that you find.
Yes, just boom. go.
I put Nick on this one with 1 point. Surprisingly, I didn't really know what to do with Nick. I was thinking about putting him on the jury. I was thinking about him winning an individual immunity, but none of them really stuck out to me. So unfortunately, I put him on the one where I don't know what to put anyone. I put 1 point. I mean, maybe he's crafty. Maybe you win it in a challenge. Maybe you find it like an idol. I don't know. This one was unfortunately a bit of a throwaway for me.
Yeah, that one's a throwaway. And then the next one is goes on or wins 5 or more rewards. So we haven't done anything with
enjoys it. Enjoys 5. Let's look. Yeah, we'll
enjoy. Well, you know what? There's some people who'd be miserable on a reward, Alexa. So.
Excellent point. And these people are ungrateful.
Yes, but goes on, wins, whatever. Just
I'm glad we added this one because we don't have anything about rewards on here.
We don't. And it gets annoying to put like last vote red and stupid stuff like that. So we decided to do that.
Never liked that one.
Yeah, so we decided to do this time. And so this means like it's individual rewards, it's being picked, it's winning your tribal reward, anything. Doesn't matter as long as you win or go on 5. I have Natalia. I put 2 on it because I think that Natalia's tribe can win early and then maybe she hits the merge and she's likable and people start taking her with them. I don't know. But I put Natalia. Really, I'm just making stuff up.
I put Pat on this one, and I only put 1 point on him. But this goes back to him being the inspiration for David vs. Goliath. I see him as like more of a Carl kind of personality. I really don't know where I'm getting that from. But I think he's going to be the guy that everybody likes. I don't see him being like your Dominic kind of player. If he is, that'd be super cool. But I think he's going to be one that everybody likes. I think Pat and Carl are going to get picked to go on a lot of rewards. And I think, I mean, for challenges, it's like 50-50 if you win the reward. So and this is one that I think a lot of people can get. And I think when it comes to merge-wise, I think people are going to pick Pat. So I think that kind of led me to putting him where I put him.
Yeah, and we wanted to do a reward, or we wanted to do one that a lot of people could get. It's more fun when a lot of people can get it than just one person. So we try to keep the one person ones down to a minimum, which is just winner and most confessionals in the premiere. Mm-hmm. But so that's it. Alexa, yours did add up to 40. Well done.
Ooh, thank you. I messed it up in the podcast description because I copy and pasted from Heroes, Hustlers.
Gotcha. Which,
God, I'm so happy I don't have to say anymore.
I know. At least this is a little bit better. This is easier. But that's the David versus Goliath prop bet game. I mean, so now everybody start entering. If you didn't enter the boot list, you should definitely go and do that too, because we want our intern to be miserable. We want, yeah. You know.
I texted him and I was like, hey, just so you know, we did the boot list podcast, so get to work.
What did he do? Did he start crying?
Yes, ma'am. Started.
Wow. He even calls you ma'am. Holy crap. He
didn't. I'm tooting his own horn right now.
There you go. He's an intern for a company that doesn't exist. Love it.
I was on the phone with my mom this morning and I was telling her, and I was like, yeah, our intern puts him in. And she goes, there's no way you guys have an intern.
It's great. It's amazing.
I was like, we don't pay him. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, who pays interns? That's why they're interns. Yeah.
Maybe we can meet him because we're going to Virginia Tech.
Maybe. Hey, I tried to meet him last time and he wouldn't hang out with me. He was too good for me. You know, that's what the
most people are.
Probably because I abused him. I didn't like my bosses when I was an intern either, you know? So, but yeah. So anyways, we're going to be, you know, he'll be inputting all of that. Maybe Alexa and I will do a little bit of the work. I mean, I had to do that for so many seasons when we didn't have the auto summing thing.
I could not imagine that Will is the kind of person to do that.
No, but Will came up with that formula for the prop bet, thankfully. But
before
he came up with that, I was doing that by hand and I wanted to die. It was awful.
That is absolutely horrifying.
Anyway, so enter. This is our last one. So these are the only two chances you're going to have to enter games to win buffs. You got to do it. You know, otherwise, like, what good are you? Alexis will try to reach out to you. And if you don't answer us after you win a buff, I mean, that's just your loss, right? Like,
I reached out and luckily no one wanted them because they're kind of expensive.
Yeah, they are. I know, because now I think Planet Buff just buys every single buff and is like, now we're going to resell them for $150. Enjoy, everybody.
It's absurd. And Planet Buff, I think, like, rebranded. I don't think they're Planet Buff anymore.
Really?
Planet Gear? I don't know.
Oh, is it?
But yeah, they're super expensive. And then CBS has like one buff.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know where people are buying buffs. Maybe we should go on eBay or something. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Alexa, you want to take it? You want to take it home? We made it under an hour. This is twice in a row.
I know, we're getting kind of good at this. Even though people are still saying they're too long, but
I love the too long argument. It's like, you know what? Only listen to half of it.
Just wait until we get to actual episode recaps because we're not doing it at midnight my time anymore. Which means I am ready to talk.
Exactly. This is gonna be great.
Same rules apply for the bootless game as the prop bet game. If you tweet or email or Facebook or anything your prop bet, we are not going to record it. You must comment on this exact video with your prop bet, comment on the other video with your boot list. We'll continue to link these throughout the next week and a half. This will be another one. You can participate in this up until the day or two before the premiere.
Yeah,
this one
should
be pretty fine.
This one's pretty easy. I mean, you could enter these on freaking Wednesday if you want.
Yeah, exactly. But don't, because because
the intern has to work on Wednesday and he's only works on Mondays and Tuesdays.
So. Yeah, we don't pay him enough to work on Wednesdays.
Yeah, exactly.
But in the meantime, hit subscribe. We've been getting a ton of subscribers this preseason, which is super exciting. We're just 10 subscribers away from 3,600, which is a pretty big milestone. Hopefully we can hit 4,000 soon, but right now getting to 36 would be pretty fun. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at Survivor Specialist, like us on Facebook. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. I know a lot of people watch us over the video, but if you don't like staring at our faces, iTunes is another really great option to listen to us. And we will be back next Wednesday.
Are we doing Wednesday? I don't know. We have to figure it out. We're doing the fantasy game.
We're doing our fantasy game. We're going to try to get Vaughn on one more time, and he actually has a life, so we're going to try to find out what day works for him.
We'll save the big announcements for when Vaughn's actually on the podcast.
But spoiler, Vaughn leads a much more stable and enjoyable life than Phil and I do.
As Alexa and I just move apartments every 5 minutes. Also, my TV is missing. I'm wondering if anybody noticed that. So my TV is missing.
Oh, I completely missed
that. In case anybody wants to start up a theory as to where my TV is, you know, we can get that going.
All right.
Yeah, just to show how unstable our lives are.
Yeah, but Vaughn is extremely stable.
Yeah, no, Vaughn's great.
So we'll let you guys know. In the meantime, we'll keep posting these videos so that you guys can make your bootless and prop bets. We'll be back either in 3 days or 1 week. And this premieres in a week and a half, and we're super excited. I hope you guys are too. So we'll be back.
Sounds good.